So actually here we mentioned this issue of how long, and you can see the audience agrees in general with the long-term therapy. Kind of curious, Shannon, in terms of why you think checkpoint inhibitors work in cervical cancers. Obviously, you know, kind of intriguing to think about viral connection that comes up with Hodgkin lymphoma. But my understanding is in metastatic head and neck cancer, that people with HPV and smoking, those two subsets kind of seem to respond the same. HCC, you see people responding whether they had viral hepatitis or NASH or whatever. Any thoughts about sort of the basis for why people respond?
Ultimately, I don't think we really know. I think you hit the nail on the head. We think there's something to that idea that there's a viral basis, and that seems to be one of the reasons, but I haven't seen a really clear description of why we think it truly works. And certainly, it works to some degree, but you know, a 14% response rate, it's better than anything else we have, but it's not a mind-blowing response rate like we've seen in some of the other cancer types.
In fact, the more relevant question is, why is it not happening in the 75% of patients? Because they probably have viral antigens there.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we were always looking for better predictors of response. Obviously, PD-L1 levels are out there. Tumor mutation burden is another factor that's been looked at. In Hodgkin lymphoma, which actually has the highest rate of response, they have amplification of PD-L1 in those patients, and you occasionally can see that with solid tumors.